All right, welcome to In Plain Sight, Jeremy in Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate button, send the much needed fundage. You can mail your check or money order payable to RBN. Mail it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in that debit or credit card number to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Keep free speech alive for your children and grandchildren. This is your Monday night broadcast. It's the 24th or something of July, and we're going to be running down your news and taking your calls live on your Monday night drive, because it's just me. 512-248-8252 if you want to be part of the show. Going to just go through the headlines. I'm not going to be very in-depth and read a lot. I do have a few articles that I want to particularly focus on, but let's just go with greatest hits. Sound of Freedom. Basically, to get the right wing pissed off about trafficking brown kids by fake Jesus, Jim Caviezel. You know, the dude that played fake Jesus in Passion of the Fake Christ, that one. We're supposed to get all bent out of shape about that. That's what you're allowed to be upset about. And what's the solution? Well, we should adopt as many of these brown kids as we can, save them, bring them into the country, stop them from being trafficked. Don't get me wrong. Human trafficking, especially that of children, is a horrible thing. As our Lord Jesus Christ said, anyone that offends these little ones, it would be better for him to not be born. It would be better that he have a millstone hanged about his neck and then he'd be drowned in the sea. But let's not get too distracted by this. If it's promoted by mainstream Hollywood and it's out in the theaters and it's number one, then there's something afoot there that they're wanting you to focus on. RFK, let's redirect the populist energy to yet another dead end. Very similar to Trump. None of these candidates, it doesn't matter who they are, Democrat, Republican, Independent, they're not going to focus on the Jewish question. They're not going to focus on chemtrails or forever chemicals, which we'll cover later, that the farmers spray in on our food for the sake of money, at the bequest of Monsanto and Bayer. And all of your agricultural representatives in your rural areas that you think are so based that you've elected, they'll gladly take a paycheck from Monsanto to vote to keep these chemicals aflowing. So there's that. But again, RFK, supposedly against censorship, making a big stink. Again, they're wanting us to focus on him as someone who is a populist representative, just in case Trump falls through, which I really think that they want Trump at this point. They definitely don't want DeSantis. And because they're exposing the Hunter Biden laptop nonsense, they're going to throw Joe Brandon under the bus. They don't want Kabbalah Harretz, so they're wanting a right-wing populist figure, or a middle-of-the-road populist figure, someone to make people think that they have a voice. And they'll gladly rig the elections for either Trump or RFK. I know people have said RFK will never get in, but they'll put him in. They don't have to put a bullet in his head. They can threaten him or bribe him in many other ways. Just like when Trump got in, they brought him quickly to heel, did they not? We're going to get into Trump a little bit later in the creation of the alt-right. By the way, if you still support Trump, just do everyone a favor and OD on fentanyl like all the other white populists that don't have any sense. Just have it over with. Jason Aldean, great song. Love the song, Don't Try It in a Small Town or something like that. And he is getting the heart of the populace, the heart of the rural white American, and that's the whole point. Yeah, he's got his video taken down from CMT, but his bank accounts aren't frozen because he's talking about things that you're allowed to talk about. You're allowed to be upset at the fear porn. of BLM riots and all of the stuff that they pulled in the last 3 years with COVID, BLM, and the election hoax, that's what you're allowed to be upset about. That's where they want your pressure relief valve. That's the purpose of it. But you can bet the farm, partner, that if Al Dean starts talking about Jewish power in his songs, they'll do a little bit more than pull him off CMT. Those bank accounts will be frozen and record deals will just all of a sudden stop, and he'll be brought down into the dirt like anyone else that's went against Jewish power. So make no mistake about that. Don't want to piss on your parade. Please, by all means, hosts, play the Jason Aldean song. It is based. Love it. And there's some truth there. They wouldn't try that in a small town. Not yet. They will. They will eventually when the cities collapse and the federal government collapses and all the white rural people collect in the rural areas. They'll bring the fight to you. So that time is coming. But for right now, they're sort of getting people all churned up. And I'm thinking Al Dean, the Trump indictments, the RFK stuff, that's all getting people excited for next election. Get excited for next election. Get ready to go vote because your vote counts. Am I right? So anyway, Indiana Jones, please, like, maybe if he were exploring a nursing home, that might be a thing. But this guy's like 80-something. Just let him rest. Also, Mission Impossible. How many of these movies can they make before we're just sick of it? You know, at least do like Son of Indiana Jones or something creative. Do something. Let's not drag these old characters up from my childhood. Let's let me remember the good old days of Raiders of the Lost Ark and Temple of Doom and Quest for the Cup of Christ. Let's remember them and just let them go. You know, kind of like the Rolling Stones or all the butt rock from the 80s, like Motley Crue and all that, and Def Leppard. I mean, don't keep going to the concerts. These guys are old. They don't even try to keep themselves in shape. I mean, they look absolutely pathetic. So all this stuff they keep dragging up just to make a buck, number one. But also there's always some woke stuff in there. Didn't even see the Indiana Jones movie. Don't want to. Not gonna. It's just same old tripe that Disney's going to keep going over and over and over again. Just like the Marvel movies and the Wolverine movies, they're just going to keep going with it. Nothing original. Russia, Ukraine. Jew puppets in both countries that are bringing about the genocide of Slavs. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Yeah, I think Putin is legit in the sense that he did great things for Russia. He pushed back against the 2014 Maidan coup. He prepared his country. He's made ties with China. You got the BRICS and all of that. They want this guy gone. No question about it. But at the end of the day, he's involved in the destruction of white Slavic people. Whether they be Russian or Ukraine, they're pretty much the same ethnic group. If they're whites there. The white men between, 15 and 60, just getting pushed into a meat grinder. That's pretty much the bottom line on the Ukraine war. There's not going to be a World War III. I mean, there is. We're in World War III economically. But it's not going to be like Skynet becoming aware, Terminator 2 tier. No supposed nuclear or bombs. These people all get together at night. These leaders, they talk. You know, she and Nuland and Biden. Well, Biden probably doesn't. He's probably off doing whatever. But, you know, Xi and Nuland and Putin and all the different leaders from the countries, they make phone calls. They're not going to do massive destruction on the earth. It's going to disrupt the whole thing that the globalists have going on, the Jewish-dominated globalists. They don't want to disrupt that. What they want to do is bring about global governance where everything is financially controlled by BlackRock and Vanguard, which, by the way, that's another purpose of the Ukraine war is for these Jewish-controlled entities to come in and rebuild and make all kinds of money. you know, as well as Raytheon and the like. Big money making thing when the war's all over in probably 10 years. Go in and rebuild and make tons of money and rebuild some sort of multicultural society in Ukraine because all the white people are gone. That's the bottom line of that. China, they just want to financially dominate Round Eyes. They don't want to invade. There's not going to be any invasion of China into the U.S. If they'll just buy everything up. They already pretty much own soybean production in West Kentucky. They're the chief customer of soybean producing farmers into the tune of multi-million dollar farms. They buy up factories and farmland. Bill Gates, who cares? Yeah, he's buying up farmland. These oligarchs are, that's what they do. But again, they're not wanting to destroy this thing. They're wanting to control it. They're wanting to control the means of production and food so that they can control your behavior. Same thing with the so-called digital currency, CDC, all of that. Control what you buy, when you buy, and how you buy, so they can control your behavior on a global scale. Once white genocide is accomplished in the West, they can easily control the mixed brown people and have automation and put them in forever cities and all the like. So no, I don't think there's going to be a nuclear war. Maybe they blow up a city or two just to cause some disruption to bring about the final end of global governance, but it's not going to be something out of control. It's definitely something to worry about. And what should you do? Get out of these cities and get into the rural areas, form communities and form militias and be ready to fight for what's yours and defend territory. That's the best that I can tell you. We got post-millennial random violent crime skyrocket in D.C. Same as Washington State and Washington, D.C. Anywhere where you had the defund the cops and the whole BLM stuff, you got a crime through the roof. Washington, D.C. has experienced a surge of random street robberies in recent weeks with criminals abusing their victims outside of bars, libraries, and on busy sidewalks. This is what they want. It's almost like they're trying to provoke a backlash. A backlash would mean they could come in with force and maybe even do martial law in the cities. Probably plays into the whole Jason Aldean song, getting people all riled up to fight back against this. Not saying that we shouldn't fight back. I'm just telling you what they're planning when we do. So make a counterplan for that. Anyway, Greta Thunberg's got her little panties in a wad. She says that it's perfectly fine for climate activists to defy police orders to block roads in the name of climate change. This, according to Reuters, Greta Thunberg forcibly removed from protests hours after conviction for similar action in June. She's the poster retarded autistic child of climate change, as you know. And she does. She has went to Zelensky and has advised him on the Ukraine war, so we've got that going. Anyway, Thunberg is 20. She becomes the face of the climate activists worldwide after staging weekly protests in front of the Swedish parliament. And she says that you should disobey the law and stop traffic and do civil disobedience. Will her bank accounts ever be frozen? No. They've put her out there as the face of this. There's even a cool little picture of this person being arrested. She looks like she's like 10 years old or something, being dragged away by police with a smirk on her face, Swedish police. After Monday's sentencing, Thunberg and other activists headed back to Malmo Harbor, only to be carried away by police again for blocking traffic. Some of these truckers are getting pissed, though, by these climate activists blocking traffic. I've seen them getting beat down. Truckers getting out and dragging these activists out of the way. Again, more violence being fomented by the system. They want you to get out there and fight back against it. But also with the France riots, the thing that was happening a few weeks ago that dropped out of the news with all the black Muslims reigning terror in the streets of France, just hoping, the government just begging, just hoping that white people would form militias and fight back against this so that they could have a target. They could have someone to come down on, because they're not going to come down on the Muslims, but you can bet your ass that they'll come down on the white people should they get up and fight back against this. On to more important articles. I ran across an interesting thing in WKMS. It's a Kentucky news outlet. They also play excellent classical music. Forever chemicals contaminating Kentucky waters, according to lawmakers. The state's efforts have focused on collecting data. Polyfluoroalkyl substances, also known as PFAS or forever chemicals, are in Kentucky's rivers and lakes. Hey, do you think that RFK is going to address this? Do you think any of your agricultural representatives in your base small towns are going to address this? The chemicals are in municipal water treatment plants, and they're accumulating inside Kentucky's fish supply. That is what the Kentucky Department of Environmental Protection has found in the past few years, as it has investigated how widespread forever chemicals are in Kentucky's drinking water and environment. We have gathered a lot of information. None of the information that we've gathered has been or ever was intended to be used for regulatory purposes. In other words, they're not going to do anything about it. They're just going to tell you about it. Why? What's the purpose? Always good to ask why, and what is the end game? Well, one of the things that they're doing is these churches in my local area that are on well water, and they build youth centers, or they expand in whatever manner, the EPA then can come in and demand that their water be tested, and to the tune of like $600, $1,200, $2,000 a month for these tests, because they want to make sure that people have adequate water supply when you rebuild and add on to your church or a local business. This is just a shakedown, basically, is what it is. It's why they're promoting these forever chemicals. Yeah, the forever chemicals are a thing, but the EPA is using this and they're reporting on it for the purpose of shaking down churches and local businesses. They tried to do this to the church that I attend, small church of about 60 people. We did a simple youth building, and they just came in and attempted to rape and pillage financially, demanding that the water be tested, even though the test came back perfectly fine. We are up on the break. If you want to weigh in on any of this, please do so. 512-248-8252, back on the other side. And the music is now.
Excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
All right, welcome back to In Plain Sight, your Monday night rundown of the news and current headlines. One of the things I meant to mention, one of the most important articles of news, is Mike Rivero is stepping down. I don't know if you heard that today, but he is wanting to focus on his website, whatreallyhappened.com, and get back to doing articles and generating income on his website. He's had the two-hour show every day at 3 p.m. Central, a great rundown of the news, a show which I have used many times as prep to get ready for my show. He's sort of middle of the road. You know, he will discuss Jewish power. He does not focus on it, mostly in the context of Israeli aggression to the Palestinians. And he will be missed, and it's going to be very difficult to fill that slot. So make sure that you contribute to RBN, as we're going to be in a time of need, as we're losing one of our great hosts that like him or love him, like him or love him or don't like him, whatever. He provides a lot of great content, a lot of good news. And he will be, Mike Rivero will be a guest on the Patrick and Jeremy Show. We're recording tomorrow, and it will air tomorrow night on In Plain Sight, and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on The Bugle, 1 p.m. Central. So be sure you catch that, the Patrick and Jeremy interview with Mike Rivero. Wanted to get into the creation of the alt-right. So we have all these things going on. And if you remember back when Obama took the presidency, the magical Negro, the Kenyan, he started off pretty middle of the road. He wasn't, you know, too pro-Israel, probably not as much as some of the other presidents. But then in the last 4 years, he did a lot of controversial things. You know, he pushed the whole bathroom thing with the trannies and the homo marriage. And you had the Supreme Court ruling that grown men could go into little girls' bathrooms and swing their penises around over the toilets. All of this, caused a reaction to the conservative, so-called conservative right wing, the Christians, the middle of the road people, everyone reacted to it adversely. And also you have the react to the flooding of America by brown third worlders. Now, this was anticipated by Stephen Steinlein. I brought him up many times before. He wrote in 2001 in Center of Immigration Studies, he wrote an article about the Jewish interest in America's changing demography. And he predicted that if the Jews didn't slow down immigration, that there would be a white lash, one. And then number two, there would be an influx of brown Muslim type people that would be anti-Semitic. And just brown people in general, even South American Catholics that wouldn't be supportive of Israel and of the Jews. So he proposed that the Jews slow down immigration in order to brainwash the immigrants into an American nationalism, into a civic nationalist type mentality where they would support America and Israel. He was overridden by the kamikaze Jews that wanted to just flood this place and go, you know, all or nothing on white genocide. But there was a creation of the alt-right that sprang right out of Stephen Steinlein's writings, and this can be attributed to the Jew Paul Gottfried. So I want to get into a little bit of that and sort of how the alt-right was created, why, and what was its purpose. So Paul Edward Gottfried, Jew, was listed as a paleoconservative, a philosopher, and a professor of humanities at Elizabethtown College in Pennsylvania. He had a lot of stuff coming out of Pennsylvania, too. At this time, he was editor-in-chief of the paleoconservative magazine The Chronicles, and he also worked with Richard Spencer, right? Richard Spencer was coming up about this time in 2008. Spencer went to Duke University with the Jew that wrote all of Trump's speeches, right? And they went to school together and were part of anti-immigration groups and protests at Duke. And so you have this creation of the alt-right. So the bottom line, and before we get into the details, the alt-right, I believe, was created as a pressure relief valve or a response, a controlled response to the faggotry, trannyism, and the white genocide that was taking place by immigration in America and the West. It was the precursor to the white nationalist movement that we know today and to BRICS and the various movements that are going on in Europe. So I'm not saying that everybody involved in this alt-right movement is subversive. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that the movement was created and various elements subverted as a means of deterring whitelash. Up on the break, more on this with your calls on the other side.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. A summer song, they stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
All right, welcome back to Influence Site, your Monday night rundown of the news. And we're just getting into the alt-right, the creation of the alt-right, and how it was basically a Jewish creation by Paul Edward Gottfried. And in league with Richard Spencer and Stephen Miller. Spencer and Miller were colleagues at Duke University in the early aughts, doing the white nationalist thing. I know a Jew doing the white nationalist thing. I get it. But it's a thing. It was a thing. And they did a lot of anti-immigration protests and whatnot. They worked with Gottfried in the creation of the alt-right, for the purpose of creating a pressure relief valve, and maybe even in some cases a honey trap, to get people who were fed up with the system, who were fed up with the immigration and all the homo stuff, to give them somewhat of an outlet. Again, I'm sure there's a lot of people in the so-called alt-right that were and are legitimate. I'll go ahead and, you know, name some names. I think Mark Collett in Great Britain is legit. He does a lot of great activism. He's been doing this well before the alt-right was created, well before it became popular. And Mark does a lot of great White Lives Matter activism and hanging banners and doing rallies and things like that. He's doing more than just typing behind his computer screen is what I'm getting at. So, I mean, there's a legit guy. You had David Duke and Don Black and Stormfront, and they both had shows well before this alt-right was created. Stormfront goes back to the mid-90s, originating as an online forum. Of course, David Duke had his show well over a decade now, of which Patrick Slattery was co-host starting back in 2012, 2013. But it's just interesting that this alt-right sprang up right around 2013, 2014, as, like I said, probably a way to redirect or collect white energy. I'm going to have to turn down my notifications. It's got to be like blaring in y'all's ears. Lots of great friends are sending me good texts that I can't read right now. Anyway, so Another prominent figure in this is Charles Bosman. Now, again, right about the same time, 2014, Bosman is a guy that lived in Russia for 30 plus years. I don't think that he's Jewish. I don't know. I'm not going to indict him. But he received funding from Russian oligarchs. And this was right in response to the 2014 Maidan coup. And Bosman helped start Russia Insider, which is described as a right-wing, anti-Semitic, pro-Kremlin website, sort of doing the pro-Russia thing to get people in America to go pro-Russia. Again, if you're pro-Russian, I'm not indicting you. I'm just telling you, like, these things that I've found in research. Bosman has met with a lot of people in the alt-right and has helped fund them and helped them get the podcast going and all of that to foment this, to get the alt-right up and running. Think back to Trump when he started becoming very political and all of a sudden speaking out against the Syrian conflict on his tweets. This was about 2013, 2014. This was after that his daughter had married the Jew from Chabad Lubavitch, which is a big thing in Russia, Jared Kushner. It's after his daughter married that Jew, and Trump all of a sudden becomes political and doing the birther thing with Obama, getting on Twitter, speaking out, going anti-war, speaking out against not only the Maidan coup, but the Syrian, the attempted overthrow of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. So you had all of this sort of going on. You had the rise of the rightstuff.biz, not indicting these people, just saying that's when they popped up along with the Daily Stormer. All of these prominent alt-right media outlets were popping up at this time. And I think that the feds attempted to, and in some cases successfully subverted, various members of these groups. Now, I know Anglin had told the story in some of the podcasts that he's done. He told the account of him being approached by the feds early on in 2014, 2015, and he turned them down. So basically they turned on him. And then after the Charlottesville debacle of 2017, the Stormer was banned and had to go to the Tor browser, and then had, you know, has domain stolen. Along Stormfront also had its domain stolen, and the Stormer had to eventually get some domain in India, is where it's at now, dailystormer.in. And I think you can still get some great news from this site. Probably England's not subversive. A lot of people would disagree with me. They disagree with a lot of his takes. I disagree with a lot of his takes. But I'm just telling you that that was a thing. These things sprung up then. TRS, the rightstuff.biz, with flagship shows like The Daily Shoah and Fash the Nation, lots of great content. I listen to these things. I called into their shows. There was this thing in 2019 about this member of TRS named J.O., who openly admitted to being a Fed in past podcasts that he's done. All of a sudden, he disappeared. He had a lot of people jump ship from TRS. And then 2020 rolls around, and TRS backs up the lockdowns from COVID. Very strange. It makes me wonder what was going on there. Again, I'm careful not to indict these people. But I do know that a lot of these people in the alt-right were subverted, and probably you had a lot of Fed infiltration. Think about the groups like the Three Percenters, the Proud Boys, all of these Fed infiltrated groups, okay? All of right about this same time, coming up between 2014 and 2016 with the rise of Trump. Let's go to the call screen so I don't keep you guys waiting. We got Paul on hold. Paul in California. Welcome to the show, my friend. What's going on?
Well, per your request, I just thought I would call in and see what I could do to save the day. Probably not much, but I actually did, I was a little bit cued by, you were talking about France, and you said they're just hoping something, you know, happens, right? You've used that term a couple of times for other examples. Your government is just hoping. And I was going to text you and say, well, you know, whether they hope or not, it's inevitable. And in my opinion, it's more than just inevitable. I think it's going to be essential. Otherwise, we're going to be finished. Because no matter what the method or means or who sponsors them, and, you know, NGOs, and the Catholic Church, and, you know, the Kalergi Plan, any way you want to phrase it, there's a physical on-the-ground reality that has to be dealt with. And we can't be shy about it, because that's why it's occurring, because we're shy.
It's, I would add, also not only inevitable but necessary. I think that was implied in your response. Necessary is a good word. I'm not against it. I just think the timing should be right. And, you know, if we don't do it, they'll bring it to us as these cities collapse. Look at the white flight into the rural areas in America.
Right.
Will eventually come to our door.
Yep, sorry, I didn't mean to jump in on you, Jerry. Sorry about that.
No, I just said it'll eventually be brought to your door. They brought it to Randy Weaver's door.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And this is what I was going to just make a smart-ass remark here, that despite any, country western songs by that, you know, useless fag Jason Aldean saying, try that in a small town, it's going to be coming, okay? You just need to, you know, be patient, and it's not going to be long. You don't know where I'm at, up in, you know, over 5,000 feet elevation, you know, quite remote. You know, nobody up there needs to worry about it, and it's mostly boomers. But it doesn't really matter in the end because, you know, they've already started to do it in small towns, as I made the point on another call somewhere where I said, hey, you know, Bangor, Maine, right? Maine was one of the whitest states, if not the whitest state in the country, when they dropped 10,000 Somalis in Bangor, Maine. This was back, I believe, in the late 90s, if I'm not mistaken. And, of course, after the Iraq wars, they dropped Iraqis in Nebraska. You know, they're dropping Syrians all over the place. They're dropping Arabs all over the Bay Area, and I'm sure they're dropping Arabs in other countries, and so on and so on. So they already are trying it in a small town, okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm irritated by this. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to ask the question, what do you think about this theory that the whole COVID lockdowns, the BLM stuff that happened right after that, among many other things that they meant that to produce, it was a litmus test for who would push back. What I noticed in West Kentucky is that the bigger cities like Mayfield, Paducah, and Murray, your more liberal cities, went along with the COVID overall and the BLM parades, but the smaller areas didn't. Maybe a litmus test to see who would put up with what. What do you think of that?
Of course, yeah. And it's all done in layers. You know, it's not only incrementalism, but they do this layering. You can actually see it in real time. And of course, they provide the necessary distraction. You know, I was going to derisively or derogatorily refer to this Jason Aldean. It's just the latest thing. You know, I mean, all it is the latest thing. Whatever the latest thing is on Fox and CNN, it's just the latest thing, meaning nothing. You know, he strikes me as the exact kind of guy who would be first to say, oh, but I'm not a racist, right? I mean, it just reminds me of, again, not to bash other hosts, but, you know, people like Peter Serafin. He's not alone. There's probably millions like him where he just feels if we assimilate them and, you know, we get him to, you know, adhere to the Constitution, well, they're just as American as you or I, Jeremy. You know, again, this is just a death sentence for the white race because biology is all that matters. Okay, you know, the bottom line is everything else is a concept. It's conceptual. You know, biology is real, right? So that's why they're attacking us biologically. That's what they're doing. And the vaccine, they're attacking us biologically. The stuff they're spraying in the chemtrails is a biological attack. The dropping these different races. I mean, let's face it. Okay, not like it just I'll go ahead and articulate the not all argument for everybody else, okay? But I'm pretty sure that most people are going to be comfortable with me saying these things I say anyway. But dropping a bunch of blacks into a modern society with, you know, other, you know, shall we say, functioning races that are just, you know, making it work. Dropping a bunch of blacks is like dropping, you know, dirt and sand in a gearbox, okay? It's just, you're dropping, it's like a pestilence. That's what it is, and they know it. They want to tell you, oh, no, you're a racist because you want to say it, but it doesn't change the actual reality.
It's what they did in 2008 in Mayfield, Kentucky. We have a relatively decent black community there, but they dropped a bunch of black Somalian Muslims to work at the chicken plant, Purdue chicken plant. And even the black community, you know, didn't get along with these people. I mean, these people came out of a caliphate. They come into a Western high white trust area, and they don't function well. They were attacking our women in the Walmart parking lot. We had to have rednecks and pickup trucks, like, basically patrol Walmart in the middle of the night to keep these Somalians in check. And like you pointed out, even the black community didn't accept them in. They didn't fit in. And so, again, a test. Right, a test. What do you think of this? So the whole alt-right working off of Steven Steinweit's American Civic Nationalism plan, and a lot of people bought into it. Hey, if we can just integrate these people to be great Americans, right? That was his whole plan.
Yeah, so what do I think about it? Well, it is what it is. It's Jew poison. Okay, it's a Jew mind virus. And what it reminds me, when you differentiate between this guy, Chris Steinleiter, Paul Gottfried, all this tells me is, okay, we have more than one type of enemy. We have two types of an enemy, okay? Well, does it really matter? We have three types of an enemy. You know, there's a spectrum of our Jewish enemy, okay? Not all Jews, you know, right? So we could put all the Jews on a spectrum. So not all Jews are the worst type of Jews. Yeah, but what do you get with Jews in large numbers? Okay, if you've got a society of, say, a million people, and you have, like, maybe 100 or 200 Jews, and you can keep them in check, fine. But the minute that you get thousands or tens of thousands of Jews, they will organize with sufficient, sufficient efficiency, but it sounded too much like the last word I just used. But you know what I'm saying. You know, when you have a country like the United States, which is wide open in terms of free enterprise, capitalism, and so on and so forth, we all know how competitive we are. They are. Okay, we all know what Kevin McDonald has said about them, their in-group preferences and their cooperation to achieve their ends. And they just have, they're more goal-oriented and more driven than we are. And that's why I've always been the way I have been when I've called in to Stormfront and other places, to say we can be just as relentless and ruthless and goal-driven as they are. We just have to be better at it. Because it really is, in my opinion, it will never change. It's just like the playground bully analogy I've used a million times, okay? Whoever is going to be better at violence and more organized at violence will win. That's the way nature is, okay? And as I've often said, I didn't make the world. I just observed it.
And white people lost this. I mean, we had this in the past, you know, our forefathers. And up until about the mid-20th century, white Christian men ruled this country with a rod of iron under Jim Crow. And the blacks greatly benefited under that rule. They prospered. They were much better off, as many black commentators would point out, like Pastor Manning and Jesse Lee Peterson and the like. And even Farrakhan. I hate their anti-white stance, but Farrakhan has hit the nail on the head that they need black communities. Under some sort of a strict rule. He argues that it should be Muslim rule. But, I mean, you see this. You see blacks benefiting under caliphates in other countries. Hey, hang on, Paul. We're up on the break. Back on the other side.
Chances you Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Okay, we're coming back to the show, Your Monday Night Rundown, joined by Paul in California. So, Paul, two things I want to get your comments on. One, the fact that white people were like this in the past up till the mid-20th century. They ruled America under the Christian white man with a rod of iron. And we lost that somewhere along the civil rights movement and sexual revolution. And then, two, the fact that the alt-right was created as a pressure relief valve and a way to redirect whites from doing what needed to be done. A group that I would highlight, the culmination of the alt-right would be the Proud Boys, led by this brown guy, Enrique, whatever, highly infiltrated by feds, and just a group to suck people in to make them think that they're doing something. But in the end, not only is it a trap, but it's a way to redirect energy that could be used elsewhere. What are your comments on both of those?
Well, so the latter one first. So, yeah, there's a lot of accuracy in what you say, but also it's the usual stupid Jewish, you know, weird strategy. I mean, again, you can make the case that many of these things were started, quote, by, you know, these elements, but they do end up waking a lot of people up. I mean, people have had critiques about so many people you mentioned, and Andrew Anklin is just one. We could list multiple others where, you know, when you do listen to them, right, they speak a lot of truth. Even Alex Jones, what people have said, 80%, 85%, whatever the percentage is, right, he just won't take you all the way there. But in the end, I mean, tons of people have been informed by this. So I never thought it was a very intelligent strategy, but okay, I'll take your word for it that it was their strategy. How effective it is, I couldn't tell you. Back to the first one, yeah, we're too far removed. We're very comfortable. It just reminds me of that old thing, that trite little saying that we've all heard, something about tough times, you know, make strong men make easy times make weak men, you know, weak men make, you know, whatever. You've heard that stuff before. So, I mean, you know, we just have to embrace our nature. Okay, I don't know about you, but there's a part of me that I have a little bit of an angry, violent nature. I've always had it. And when I see certain people, I bet you the same way. Sometimes I just see certain people. I don't know them, but just the way they look or the way they look at me, I just want to kick their ass, you know? That's like a normal, natural thing, especially because they're an outsider. I mean, just today I had this Mexican guy, and I just look at him. He looks like an Indian to me. I mean, he literally looked like a character in Last of the Mohicans, right? He had a mohawk haircut. He had a bunch of tattoos, and he's kind of giving me a hard look, you know, just a casual look, but, he's trying to look tough in his car the way a lot of these people do. And I just wanted to, have at it right now. Like, let's see. Okay, me and you, I'm going to test myself against you. You get to test yourself against me, bro. Now, of course, nothing happened. I didn't say anything to him, and he didn't say anything to me. But we all have these inner feelings. This is what it means to be a male, okay? And we just have to get back to that. And we were forced to do it when the Indians were attacking us, okay? And we won. We prevailed, right? The Indians were wiping out our settlements. They were kidnapping our horses, kidnapping our children, kidnapping or killing our women. We had to. So they're not doing that yet. But guess what? It's happening in other places in South Africa. And we're all familiar with that story now. The woman at Lowe's who got fired because she dared to go outside and try to grab the cart and prevent these three doctors and lawyers and engineers that were stealing, and they punched her in the face. Well, there's millions of kids like that. There's millions of these blacks. Now, that's a small number compared to the totality, but we have to keep in mind that this is going to affect our society going forward the more they bring in. So we've got to get back to what I just mentioned.
Christians should have a righteous indignation and stand up for the oppressed. Book of Proverbs. Thanks a lot, Paul, for joining me. Appreciate it, man. Back tomorrow night with Patrick and Jeremy. Interview with Mike Rivero. Y'all stay classy.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.